This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
It's so exciting to be on a live stage. It's a real commitment to go to UCLA every Sunday. I kind of wanted to sleep in. But it's worth it. It's lots of fun, and I had a great time doing it.
We're going to cut through the orchestra. So let's everyone take your pencils that you brought to class today. If you forgot your pencil, you can borrow one from a neighbor. Okay, flutes up, please. I want everyone ready to play. One, two, ready, play. We need to tune that high C. We started the class off tuning that note. It's really important that we sound good on that note. And if we're out of tune, everyone will hear the fact that the flutes are out of tune. So we need to work on that.
Start again at 17. Good job, second clarinets. So we're keeping the tempo.
2, 3. 2, 3. 2, 3. Nice and short. 1, 2, 3. Okay, let's do that together. 1, 2, 3. It's getting there. See if you can really make it clean.
We gotta work on that. Here we go, 73. You gotta work on playing it in time. When we play it by itself, it's fine. But if you're gonna take it down in the rehearsal, you can't decide then. You gotta practice it both ways. Let me hit 51. Okay, and I'm gonna keep going. 1, 2, 3, 1, ready, play, Rest, 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 rest,
rest, rest. Thank you.
even want to end violin, so I keep practicing, and when I grow up, I want to be in a really big orchestra.
Pressures have increased in curricula around the country, and standards-based approaches to teaching have increased. It's really been an unfortunate, you know, death knell for arts programs in many of the schools. The schools act like they can't afford it. Yet, I believe the reality is by having kids who have more balance in their curricula and their lives, and who bring in other aspects into their school day, it probably has a much greater positive impact on their lifelong learning and their overall adjustment to society.
I think music is it's mandatory in the development of a child's mind, and just in keeping our sanity. As human beings, music is essential.
It's important. It's just as important as math and English. Yeah.
She takes this to school, to do it during recess. So she'll ring it, the other days, even the day that she doesn't have violin class. It's amazing, To me, it makes me feel like, she's teaching me that. When you're really passionate about something, right, that you can really do it.
Violin, because I think the flute and the wind instruments don't really count because you're just blowing into things, and I like actually moving my hands.
on the last note. Brilliant!
I received a beautiful end of the year necklace. A teacher holds your hand, touches your heart, and opens your mind. That made me very emotional when I opened it and read it, and it really makes you realize your significance in these children's lives. To hold their hand through learning an instrument, to open their mind to this awesome language of music, and to touch their heart in a musical way is really important. I think we might take that for granted, that we have that special place that we need to think about some more and just, I guess, relish in it as long as we can.
love to be in the Honors Orchestra because it's such a different experience from when you're at home practicing by yourself. You only hear yourself, but when you hear all the other instruments, it's like a beautiful harmony all put together, and I love that most about it.
It's a dream that this kind of music education could be provided for every child everywhere across our country. As a lab school, I think it's important that we share that value and that we have a model that should exist in every single school. Every child deserves it. When I walk down the hallways in the morning and I hear the children practicing in their individual groups, and I think about where they started at the beginning of the year, and then like just this past week I've been listening to them playing, I think, wow, there's a marked growth with the students. And then suddenly on the performance evening, it all comes together, and it is just an amazing feeling to see what students are able to accomplish when they have the discipline to practice, when parents support them to bring them on time, on an ongoing basis, and then you see it in full fruition. As principal of the school, I couldn't be prouder. It's just fantastic.
I'm always so impressed by seeing kids come together from the different classes and the different grade levels. It's really amazing to see how well they do collaborate, and the growth from year to year is just phenomenal. And I've seen, some of our fourth graders now are just, they blow me away.
morning.
Good morning.
Music helps me. It just helps me express myself. I think it basically just helps you feel good. The flute is a great instrument to try out because it's fun. You meet new people, you practice, you get good at something. You have your own special talent. Let's say you don't know a note. You need to have someone to teach you the note. You need to have someone to help you with the music. Sometimes you may not know how it goes. Like, you might think that bum, 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 bum might go like bum, 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 bum. And so it's not going to sound right. So you need someone to help you there. You get good at it and you know what to do. I'm excited, but I'm also I have a little bit of butterflies because this is my first year. And I was excited to tell my mom, Mom, I really want to do this. Every Wednesday during lunch, I go to music. I met the two trumpets, Joey and Gaydon, and they're really nice. And we all hang out together now. We all play together. And it's fun because we all feel just happy to be around each other. I think playing an honors orchestra is really important because it's nice to really work with a bunch of other great musicians for one great concert that everyone gets to see how much we've worked hard to be in it.
Okay, I'd like to introduce our vocalist. She's 12 years old?
Yeah.
And she went to school at Fairburn Elementary School, and she's going to sing Celine Dion's version of God Bless America. Come on out, Allie.
like an awesome feeling when you when you've been working on a piece and then when you're done with it, you hear it sound great. Sometimes you can like hum to it or sing along. 2 years ago, we played the piece and for like months after that, I was always like humming it or remembering it.
Grandfather, and he was a really famous composer, but his music was very different, and people didn't really appreciate his music until after he died, so he never really knew how famous he was going to get. It's an honor to be his great-grandchild because it's we inherited some of his musical talent, and so we appreciate music and we really enjoy playing and writing music as well. It's cool to have Arnold Schoenberg as our grandfather. He made wonderful compositions. Also, our other great-grandfather is Zeisel, and he was not as famous, but he was definitely a great composer as well. We're a very musical family. We both love playing music and listening to music.
It's very thrilling for me, and in hard instruments, too. The violin is a difficult instrument for little Kala, and then Mila is now with the oboe, and I heard her practicing over Easter vacation, and she sounds really good, and, I mean, she just started it. I must say, I was skeptical about what I'd hear at the concert, and I went, and they're really learning the classics, and I think it's terrific, because if they don't get it now, they'll never get it. I'm so happy about it, because as I said, I was given that by my father. Nowadays, the kids in their environment are not getting that, and so through the orchestra and their membership in the orchestra, I'm getting very emotional about it. I think it's wonderful, and I'm so grateful for it. If you hear music and you pay attention to it, it stirs you. And that's something that, you know, with TV and all these mechanical things and computers, that doesn't happen. It stimulates the brain. But there's another part to the human being, and that is stirred by music.
Yeah, it's an emotion that you can't translate into anything else, really. It brings out a part of, if you want to call it the soul, again, that isn't in any other language, that can't be expressed any other way. So it's, if you don't have music, you're missing a part of life or a part of you.
Thank you.
dad was a trumpet player and he really wanted me to be one. And I was like, well, I might give it a try. And then, so I tried and then it was pretty fun.
Would you like one more? Thank you.
just been phenomenal, really. He wouldn't have touched the violin had it not been for the program at the school. And it's been 2-3 years, and it's just been just fantastic, just seeing him play and grow and participate and be enthusiastic about it is just fantastic.
Been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.